Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
The fun is back. The fun is back. Nico Collins, hamstring healed. Off the injured reserve. On the field on Sunday, at least we hope. No Will Anderson. Hello. It is Gallant and George on a Friday. Friday got to get down on Friday, November 8th of 2024.
Did the coaches not speak to the media on Friday after practice?
Sometimes they do.
Okay, because we haven't got anything. They haven't
generally,
it will
just be D'Amico Ryans, and he will probably give some updates on injury statuses. I would imagine he'll confirm that Nico Collins is expected to play on Sunday. We'll see, though, if we get anything new on Will Anderson Jr., who suffered an ankle injury last Thursday against the New York Jets. He was not at practice today by all reports. That does not bode well for him getting back on the field against a very, 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 very good Lions offense.
Yeah, at least we'll see. I mean, we'll see the debuts of maybe Jeffrey Okuda this weekend. He'll probably be out there for the first time. We could see. Maybe Jerry Hughes will be back out there.
You're really trying to sell me on that one. Like Jeffrey Okuda, I could give a rat's ass. No offense to Jeffrey Okuda. Like, the dude lost the job with a rookie cornerback in training camp. And yes, Kamari Lazarus is pretty good, but that thing was over on arrival. Hughes being back, that's nice. Is Hughes going to make up for none of your best player on the field? I don't know. Like, this is a bad time to miss your best player defensively, but at least you have your best offensive weapon back for C.J. Stroud. And I do think that, at the very least, that puts it on the table, the possibility of a Texans upset.
It definitely does. Like, just because you have the ability to stretch the football, like, stretch the field again. And you just, they didn't have that the last couple weeks. So, like, having Nico back, if you can, and just the ability to do that, if you can just give C.J. Stroud any time. And we don't even know who's going to be the left guard at this point.
Like, right.
We don't know for sure that it's going to be Jarrett Patterson.
We do not know that for sure, and I doubt that this guy that they brought in off the street from New England, Zachary Thomas, mm-hmm. not to be confused with Zach Thomas, whoops, my bad yesterday. I thought he was a 51-year-old Hall of Fame middle linebacker that was 5'11" that they were going to play on the interior offensive line. Bold, some would call desperate strategy. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Never actually happened. Sometimes you just roll with something that you think is the truth, and it turns out to be a big old lie.
And it's just part of life.
It is part of life. But we'll see what happens on that interior offensive line, if there's any changes that happen. Question, just for this week. Right now, who would you rather have? C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff?
From the perspective of being the Texans quarterback or like in the NFL?
Who would you rather have?
Well, as the quarterback of the Houston Texans this week, I'd rather have C.J. Stroud.
Okay, good.
Because if you flip them, there's no chance Jared Goff has a chance behind the Texans offensive line.
No chance he has a chance.
Yep. I realized that as I said.
No. You doubled the effect.
But C.J. Stroud, like, we've seen him navigate the Texans offensive line last year. We've seen what he did against – at some point, I got to stop going back.
Navigate is such a polite way to put it.
Against what he did against Georgia in the college football playoff.
Speaking of Georgia, he's been navigating around like Georgia people navigate in their cars in Athens, Georgia. He gets pulled over a lot despite all of this crazy erratic driving he's doing.
Yeah, but like, if someone's going to overcome these challenges, I would bet on C.J. Stroud over Goff. I don't think Goff could handle this at all.
Todd the Show says Goff is a more accurate passer. I mean, this year, that is true. Goff is on pace to set records with how accurate he's been. I think right now he's on pace to throw 74.5%. It's insane. Now, he's not throwing for a lot of yards downfield, and he does have the help of the either best or second best running game in the NFL. Depends on what you feel about the Ravens and, I guess, the Eagles, too, because Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, that's pretty good. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry's big old cheeks like we saw last night. That's pretty good. And on top of that, you've got in the Lions, Sonic and Knuckles.
And the I mean,
who's Sonic? I don't know. Who's Knuckles? I don't know. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are Sonic and
Gibbs
Knuckles.
Gibbs is Sonic.
Gibbs is Sonic. Montgomery, Knuckles.
Damn, Montgomery's just going to be Knuckles.
Is it better than Thunder and Lightning? Like Reggie Bush and Lindahl White?
At least it's different.
Yeah, it is different.
Like everyone's been Thunder and Lightning. CJ Spiller and I forgot the other Clemson running back in the day. But yep. they were Thunder
Lindahl
and Lightning.
Lindahl White and Chris Johnson were that for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, Lindahl White has been Thunder twice.
Well, that's why you can tell it's bad. The same player, like you can't always be Thunder. So I appreciate that they went with something different. But yeah, I just – if Goff was the quarterback of the Texans, they have probably two wins this season.
RBT times 713 says Goff between the two. He hasn't been getting smacked all year, making him a paranoid passer.
Yes, because he plays behind the best offensive line in football.
They do have a really good offensive line.
Also, like, yes.
That's why he hasn't gotten smacked.
But he hasn't gotten smacked. So going into this game, he's not assuming he's going to get smacked. He would be in for – I mean, if he woke up, it's a freaky Friday, and C.J. Stroud is in Jared Goff's body, and Jared Goff is in C.J. Stroud's body.
This would be a great plot to a movie.
It really would be, because Jared Goff is going to not feel very good at the end of the day.
He'd be like, wait, they're coming how fast?
What? Where's the sun again?
Did Kendrick Green touch him?
It's probably time we get a sports version of these movies. Like, we've seen it in everything else.
Yeah, Sports Freaky Friday. I'm kind of down with that.
There used to be a book series that I read growing up called the Monday Night Football Club. And these kids had a magical sweater. And they'd put on the sweater during Monday Night Football. And then they would be transported into the body of a player in that game. It was a great book series. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. They made a couple of TV shows out of it, too.
Wow.
Yeah, Monday Night Football Club. Oh, it was great. I loved it growing up.
Huh. I never heard of that.
One of them was Junior Seau. One of them was...
Joe Theismann.
No, I think Steve Young. It wasn't that old. F you. It wasn't that old.
I guess it was Monday Night. No, he got his leg broken on Monday Night.
There's a John Elway one.
The books could have been written before.
No, it was 90s football. It was mid-90s. They were good. They were good, man.
Joe Namath.
Shut up. I'm not that
Jim
old.
Brown.
I'm not that old. At the very least, give me something 80s. I look like Tom Selleck right now.
Steve Largent. There you go.
Who was the quarterback for the Patriots in 85?
Steve Grogan.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a neck roll. I'm not kidding. He was wearing
that's incredible. Speaking a quarterback in a neck roll.
Speaking of guys who are running for their life, it was him. And yeah, and by the way, they had a first-round pick named Tony Eason, who they put in. And that guy was considered to be one of the softer quarterbacks in the game. And at some point, Eason got hurt in the middle of their 1985 season, where they won three games on the road before they played the Bears in the Super Bowl shuffle. And then the Bears just murdered them. And poor Steve Grogan, I think, got knocked out of that game. So they had to put Tony Eason back in. Didn't go so well.
Did not. Wish I was alive for that one. At least I have one good memory. But yeah, for this weekend, I'll take if it was the quarterback of the Texans, I would take C.J. Stroud, but Goff will be the better quarterback at the end of the day on Sunday.
Goff's in the better situation. It really is that. Some people are making the completion percentage argument. It's like the same thing with yards to me. Completion percentage. Sam Bradford had a good completion percentage. You tell me that guy was good. That's not the trump card here.
Didn't he have like the best of all time?
Yeah, it was insane. That's what happens when you throw 2-yard passes all the time. But that's not me nitpicking Goff. Goff has done really good in this situation. Mm-hmm. I think Stroud is more talented than Goff. I don't think it's particularly close. In terms of their talent, it's because Stroud has that mobility, and I do think Stroud can put the ball anywhere. Goff does have his moments where you're like, what the hell did you just do there? He just hasn't had many this year. And hey, if we're talking about right now and right here, I don't feel like Goff is going to screw things up for the Lions, and that is a lot further down the road in his development than I think we ever thought he would be. Because as we talked about earlier this week, when they did that swap with the Lions, the Rams did, where they sent Jared Goff to L.A. for Stafford. I think it was so that the salary would end up working out more than anything. I mean, no one thought Goff would ever do anything again. People were wondering if the Lions would draft a quarterback in that year's draft. They were wondering if the Lions would draft a quarterback the next year's draft.
Hell, when they took Hendon Hooker in like the third round out of Tennessee, people thought he was the heir apparent to Jared Goff, and he was going to be the guy eventually. So Jared Goff has done – they've done an incredible job building this roster, and part of that is the fact that they got – multiple first-round picks to take on Jared Goff's salary. Because that's the thing. Is it Like, we can't be too revisionist history. That's what it was. They acquired multiple first-round picks to take on a massive contract and get a quarterback and giving up on Matthew Stafford. And then they built a great team around him. If you put most of these, you know, top-end quarterbacks in Detroit, they're doing the exact same thing than Goff. I mean, these two guys who are going to rush for 1,000 yards this year.
Mm-hmm.
Life is easy for Goff right now.
Life is easy for Goff right now. But that better situation does bode well for Detroit on Sunday. I feel better about the Texans against the Lions, and we'll see if the line is updated from Lions by 3.5 since the news of Nico Collins being returned from injured reserve at 11. But we'll get into that next, because that's when we pick the 6 best games of the weekend, and then we pick those games against the spread. We've also got to pick a game I don't want to pick. It involves Texas and my friends who are so mad about the horns down and the school that I root for, even though I didn't go there. Because, God, it's not looking good on a multitude of fronts for the University of Florida. It's not great to be a Florida Gator. Chomp, chomp, go Gator. He is Joe. I am Paul. Sean behind the glass. Stay put.
Next weekend, Sean and myself will be headed to Le Bourget in Lake Charles to do shows inside ESPN, ESPN Bet on both Saturday and Sunday. Before you go, make sure you head on over to the App Store, download the Cover 5 app, use your Penn Play membership or sign up for that as well, and play the Cover 5 game. It's totally free to play. You pick 5 games against the spread in the NFL. If you want to join the college one, you can in that as well. All you do, it's so simple. You pick a game. If the team you pick covers the spread, any points that they cover it by goes into your total. So if you cover, if you pick 5 teams that all cover, you're probably going to be doing pretty well for yourself. You win Penn Play cash if you finish in the top 15 that you can use at the resort for booking hotels, for eating, really however you want to use it inside the shops as well. So when you leave Texas and bet on your Texas teams, make sure you do it at ESPN Bet inside Le Bourget in Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.
There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one! Unbelievable! He is gone! Kiss McKinney goodbye!
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick 6 games.
There's 6!
Pick 6!
Well, that's got pick 6 written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
We pick the 6 best games of the weekend, then we pick them against the spread. Often to mixed results.
Paul Gallant, 4-2 last week.
Finally.
I went 3-3. Sean went 2-4.
Okay. What does that bring our records to on the midway point of the football season?
Mapes and I are both exactly at 500 at 27-27. And Paul, you are at 25-29.
Ugh, that's not good.
Hey, you're 4 games back.
I'm not catching that.
Come on. A couple more 4-2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right there.
No. I'm not having fun like the Houston Texans are. Well, let's start off with college football action tomorrow. It is a rather light slate of college football games, so I figured I would pick this game because there is an emotional attachment in it for not Texas anymore, because my two friends who are mad at me about a horns down that they caught me doing on video when I was drunk 2 weeks ago. Those Texas Longhorns, 5th ranked, are playing the Florida Gators in Austin. For those who don't know, I support the Florida Gators. I've liked them since a young age, even though I grew up in Massachusetts. I don't know why I like them, but I do. The Gators are 21.5 point dogs, and this week, gut punch, not to do with the Florida college basketball program, a gut punch that has to do with the college football program. The Florida Gators athletic director wrote a long statement out on Twitter saying that we stand behind head coach Billy Napier.
Look, Paul, if I know anything about college athletics, I know that when the athletics director does that, the team probably gets smoked that weekend and tries to change everyone's mind very quickly.
Yeah, I mean,
give me Texas.
I can't believe it's only 21.5. They got a quarterback who was at Yale who's starting now that they've had another injury to the quarterback situation. I think Texas rolls in this one. Sean?
DJ Lagway, who was carted off the field last Saturday, questionable for the game.
He's only questionable.
Yes. Now, I think it's questionable to get carted off the field for an injury that might not keep you out of the next game. That, to me...
Don't call out DJ Lagway.
Oh, I mean, we had a lot of fun at Jake Odorizzi's expense.
Yeah,
I think it's fair to be like, wait, you got carted off the field because you're hamstring that you might not miss a game for. This is a Florida Gators team, Paul. You might not know this. That was tied in the fourth quarter against the
I know this. Georgia Bulldog.
I know.
But common opponent. Texas was never, or they're tied once with Georgia.
Stop.
When it was 0-0.
Rubbing it in.
At kickoff.
They were so close on Saturday.
All right, so I guess I'm writing Florida plus 21.5.
Yeah, Florida plus 21.5. Three touchdowns? Now, I mean, if you want to be real, like, Texas offense has not really dropped the hammer on anyone for, what, a month now?
Yeah, since Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, they're not exactly a team firing on all cylinders. So, you know, Florida keeps the game close, catches a Quinn Ewers interception, covers.
Sure. Texas.
Texas.
Florida.
All right, Sean. Go Gator. Sean's doing the Florida Gator chomp. Texas A&M has a bye, so no Texas A&M. 230, number 3 Georgia at number 16 Ole Miss. At some point, Carson Beck puking himself all game long has to catch up to them, right?
Yes, at some point. I just don't know if I want to pick this week for it to happen.
You don't want to do it with Lane?
I don't know.
Georgia 2.5-point favorites against Ole Miss. For mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
He throws 3 picks like every other week. I'm taking Jackson Dart, and I'm taking Ole Miss. I don't want to do this. I don't want to pick this game. But you can't keep throwing 3 picks and winning football games.
I learned some interesting things about the Grove this week at the Poultry Action Committee meeting, because one of the people that is in the Poultry Action Committee, Ole Miss grad, he was telling us that you are not allowed to have an open container, and yet everyone says the Grove is this fantastic place to tailgate. Well, how can that be?
I'm so confused.
Right. How could you tailgate if you can't have an open container?
I don't understand.
I was flabbergasted by that.
Well, did he explain? Or did he just breeze past him?
No, he just said, yeah, that's just the rule.
Well, then they just break it. They must break it.
If the cops see you, they'll pour it out.
Okay, so
even if you're 21 plus,
but it's not enforceable, or they don't enforce it. That has to be the thing.
Yeah. I think that they sometimes enforce it and sometimes don't. And I mean, it makes sense at a place like Ole Miss where people are wearing seersuckers to the game. I do declare, I cannot be seen walking around here with a can of the devil's liquid, a Bud Light. I cannot be seen with that. I do declare.
I imagine it has to be a Yeti filled environment. Right?
I would think so. Right?
Yeah. Then they're always like, it. Pour a whole bottle of wine at Yeti.
Or but again, like, you have it in a red Solo cup, you get in trouble. Whatever the case, to bring it back to the game.
Yes. Yeah.
This is eventually gonna doom Georgia. Carson Beck has been really bad this year. I'm gonna take as well Ole Miss and Jackson Dart. Go Lane Kiffin.
All right.
Sean, what say ye?
I just can't do it with Ole Miss.
No.
They never win this game. And maybe today's the day tomorrow is the day they do win it. It just, I don't know. They just don't seem up for it. And like you said, with Carson Beck throwing interceptions every time he drops back, they still haven't lost. Or they haven't lost while he's doing that. Even the game they did lose against Alabama, they were down 4 touchdowns, and then they took the lead later in that game. So this team is awesome, and they might be able to win with 3 interceptions from Carson Beck. Give me the Bulldogs.
A question from the YouTube, Sean. Is there any must-do for a first-timer at a game in Austin?
Ooh, good question. I don't know if there's like a you have to do like XYZ, and a lot of it's honestly changed since I've been there. With Chris Del Conte and with them going to the SEC, they've really like pivoted into trying to make like a whole environment. Or like they have like carnival stuff in front of these games. So I don't really know if there's like a you have to hit up XYZ tailgate or anything. That's a good question. Put me on the spot.
When I went, I just went to Pluckers. That was lame.
Yeah, Pluckers is good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It is, but like, and we went to a small tailgate.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a you have to.
I remember
do XYZ.
I remember after, because the last time I went to a game in Austin, it was the Alabama game with Bryce Young.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we couldn't find water for like an hour after the game. That was miserable. We walked like 2 miles to find water. All the stores, water was gone. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Was it like September?
Yeah, it was early September. Too. I think it was Labor Day weekend. It was a very hot day. Maybe it wasn't Labor Day. The weekend after that, though, it was rough. All right, last game of college football. This is probably the game of the weekend. 6:30 ABC, number 11, Alabama, at number 15, LSU. LSU will have a tiger on the sideline.
Will there be an elephant on the other sideline?
No.
I don't think PETA would allow that to happen, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. You want to get a baby elephant?
You could
okay.
do that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You could do that.
I was thinking full grown, but yes, you could get a baby elephant.
LSU, Alabama, the Crimson Tide are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
It's a fascinating weekend of college football because I don't really want to pick this game either. Because I don't like what's going on at Alabama. I don't trust their new coach. And I despise Brian Kelly. And the fact that I despise him, I'm going to take Nussmeier, LSU, +2.5 at home. I'm going to just roll the home dogs for these two games.
Oh, so you are picking it. You are picking
LSU.
Yeah,
I'm picking LSU.
Okay. I was a little confused by that. Yeah, I'm taking LSU.
Does it worry you that this tiger is a out-of-state tiger that they are shipping in?
Doesn't matter,
Where's
Brian.
Where's it coming from?
Florida, of course. What kind of question is that?
Doesn't matter, Brian.
Texas.
Could be from
fair.
Oklahoma, too.
Fair.
Right, with Tiger King.
Fair. No, the handler seems very Tiger King-ish. There's a lot of... Someone dug into her history.
Okay,
there's
so
a lot
then,
of,
like, do we need to add for the pick six over-under people bitten by
no,
tiger?
Mullins. No, it's just... LSU people don't seem super thrilled that there's going to be a tiger at the stadium because it's not their actual mascot. It's just a different tiger that's going to be in the stadium because the governor wants a tiger at the stadium.
Where's their mascot?
Mike the tiger? He's in his habitat.
Yeah. It's like basically across the street
right
from the stadium.
It's right next to the stadium. Yeah.
But then why can't he come over?
Because putting a tiger in a football game is a terrible idea.
But the other tiger's doing it.
Yes. And everyone knows it's a terrible idea. The governor just wants it to happen.
Yeah,
so
we've never
is.
Seen an animal attack, you know, people, Bevo.
Well, it's not going to be on the sideline by itself.
No,
it'll
be in
cage.
A cage.
Yeah,
but it's also, like, still not great for the tiger.
No,
I know Joe doesn't.
It's horrible for the
Joe
tiger.
Doesn't care about the well-being of the actual animal.
I care about the tiger.
Yeah.
I do care about the tiger.
I mean, they stopped it, like, a decade ago.
PETA
upset about this.
Shocker.
Sure. This Fugazi tiger is why I'm picking Alabama.
Okay.
And LSU can't stop running quarterbacks. And
Jalen Milroe can
Alabama
run.
Has one of those. So, yeah.
The big thing, line of thinking for me, for LSU in this game, I mean, they lost horribly to Texas A&M on the 26th. They've had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. And it is Brian Kelly. I do think that they will be focused after a loss like this. But LSU, much like cats, often plays with its food. Then it gets bit.
What I do like about this game, too, is this is where there is the positive of the expanded college football playoff is this is a college football playoff eliminator. This game. Whichever team loses got no chance.
I am with you on that one. So that'll be fun. All right, let's go to the NFL. I just want to make you aware of it. You don't have to watch it because, I mean, I'm glad we're giving our worst football to those Nazi bastards who started two world wars last century. But the New York Giants are playing the Carolina Panthers in Munich. The Giants are 6.5-point favorites. We're not picking this game. I'm just making you aware of its existence.
Thank God. I saw this in the rundown. I was like, why the hell does Paul have this in the pick
I really
six
just wanted to take another shot at Germany and say, okay. You deserve this game. Start another world war, why don't you?
For the record, I would take Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Also, their government collapsed apparently this week, so that's fun.
Germany's?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
why are people there then?
NFL, giving that bag out.
Jonathan Brooks, first touchdown happening this weekend.
We'll see. Noon, CBS, Steelers at Commanders. Russell Wilson and the 6-2 Steelers, what? Against Jaden Daniels and the 7-2 Commanders. So bizarre, both of those statements. But this could very well be, unless you think Lions Texans is better, the game of the weekend. The line for this game. Between the Steelers and the Commanders 2.5-point favorites at home.
Man, I'm kind of a believer. I believe in Washington. Marshawn Lattimore is not going to play. His hamstring injury actually is still bothering.
They just traded for him this week,
so he will not play for the Commanders. But I'm going to roll with the commies. What Scary Terry is doing, Terry McLaurin with Jaden Daniels. I'll take the Commanders -2.5.
I think the Steelers win this one. I think the Steelers' defense is awesome. And I think they're going to give Jaden Daniels some issues. Mike Tomlin, he's been coaching for such a long period of time. I'm taking Pittsburgh in this game.
Give me the commies.
I like the commies here. Yeah. I think they can win. I think I like their offense a lot. I like it against the Steelers' offense, which has looked better with Russell Wilson behind center, but also I'm not quite ready to buy in on Russell Wilson behind center because we saw how that's gone the last couple of years.
Correct.
Yeah, so give me Jaden Daniels. Give me the Commanders.
Two games to pick from, one or the other. One of these games is an option only so that we can play this audio for you. The Philadelphia Eagles are on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, 3:25 kickoff. There's no Dak Prescott for the Cowboys. It's going to be Cooper Rush. We'll see when Prescott comes back. It looks like he's going to be out for a while. Meanwhile, I guess people are asking questions about Jalen Hurts' health, and Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, handled those questions in a very interesting fashion today.
You haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that? Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on the ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Now rest.
Nick Sirianni, head coach.
Idiot.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he's getting his team fined majorly because apparently Jalen Hurts is hurt. And he just let the cat out the bag on accident. What a moron this guy is.
He's fun. I like him. I do like him.
I will miss his press conferences when he's out.
This is a funny one.
Dude, like, you have one job.
Wait, what was it? Oh, rest. Yeah, rest. Not his ankle. Thought you were talking about something else. Not my quarterback.
So you can pick Eagles, Cowboys. Or you can pick the other game that I think is the better game, and I would pick this one. The San Francisco 49ers are 6.5-point favorites against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. Both of these teams in a difficult spot, maybe the 49ers less so because of the NFC West. They both have, I think, pretty competent quarterbacks, but they've also been dealing with a lot of injuries. Christian McCaffrey should be back for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Bucs, Baker Mayfield, is going to be without Mike Evans and without Chris Godwin another week. They did hold their own against the Kansas City Chiefs in Monday Night Football, for what it's worth. Though maybe the weather was a factor in that game. It did look pretty sloppy out there.
They kind of just don't quit, the Buccaneers and Baker. So
this is the better game, right?
Yeah, this is the better
game. Yeah, this is the game we should
play. Just because Cooper Rush.
I just wanted to hear the sound. But
yeah, I'm glad we played the sound.
We're good.
We had to find a way to get it.
Yeah.
We got it. Might need to get it again because it's so funny.
I'm having a tough time with this one. Where are you guys at?
I'm trying to say which direction I want to take this.
Niners are 4-4. Bucks are 4-5.
I mean, McCaffrey being back this weekend.
The Bucks have lost 3 in a row. I have a hard time seeing the Bucks lose 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've played really tough teams these last 3 weeks as well. Also, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs.
Also lose by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't lose by a touchdown, or I guess they did to the Chiefs, but because it went to overtime. Mm-hmm. They played them to a tie in regulation. So, yeah, I think 6.5 is just too many for in Tampa. So give me the Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks too. Joe?
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
All right.
Bosa is going to have a big day.
Well, yeah, he's been celebrating a lot.
Yeah.
He's celebrating too much?
Ooh, good question.
Just McCaffrey being back, I think it's just the difference maker. And you wonder how a team's going to recover after that disastrous decision last Monday. So, I'll go San Fran.
Can we bet on Nick Bosa, if he gets a sack, taking off his helmet and putting on a red Make America Great Again hat? Can we bet on that?
Probably not the second
part. I mean, the odds are probably like minus 10,000.
Like, the combination of that. Sack, celebration, red hat.
100%.
He should have worn the red hat the last time when he wanted to make a statement without being asked any questions about it.
That still annoys me.
The funniest part is that at his press conference, he was wearing a hat, just a different hat.
Yep.
Which then leads the question, wait, so he brought two hats to the game?
Multiple hats.
You don't bring two hats when you go places?
No.
Oh.
Do you bring two hats when you go places? Well, listen, you wear hats a lot. I don't know.
No, I don't bring two hats.
Okay.
I bet you technically there's another hat in my
now
car.
Now you're thinking about it. He's a two-hat guy now.
I bet you there's a hat in my car.
Are there two hats?
I bring two hats to the gym.
One hat maximum.
Because I don't wear the hat. I have a gym hat.
Huh.
It gets sweaty.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I have gym hats, and I put them in the laundry after every use.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing them in public.
But that's the whole point, that you only wear them at the gym.
Yeah. Right. Like, they're crappy hats.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have one more game to pick, right?
One more game. Yes. Sorry. My bad. The Detroit Lions and the Houston Texans. The line has not shifted since Nico Collins was announced as returning from the injured reserve. They are 3.5-point home dogs, your Houston Texans, against the Detroit Lions, 7-1, arguably the best team in the National Football League.
I'm taking the Detroit Lions.
The fun's gone. You just killed the fun. You killed the joy.
I know. And you're about to do it, too, so it's okay.
Sean?
I'm also picking the Lions.
Well, some days when you're in a place where you're at in the standings, you got to do something bold. There are times in a man's life...
I don't like how much you're moving around.
...where this man...
It's inside out. There you go.
The jacket.
Oh, okay.
We're just filibustering with a prop here.
Yeah.
There are times in every man's life where he must stand firm as if he was Daniel in the lion's den. And you know what happened in that biblical tale about Daniel in the lion's den? You know what happened? Daniel went into the lion's den and he said, "Yo, Lord, what should I do?" And the Lord said, "Have fun." And Daniel, you know what he did? He had fun. And the lion started chilling with him because he was a cat guy. Okay? Houston Texans, they're fun. Houston Texans, they're cat guys. And then Detroit Lions are going to be cuddled up in their lap until the very end. CJ Stroud, the Houston Texans, sorry in advance, PETA, go up behind that cat and then judo chop! Plop! Upset of the century! Texans, 69, Lions, -3. I'm feeling it a little bit too much. I think the Texans pull off a last-minute win.
All right.
I think we're going to be back on the bandwagon on Monday. Am I saying that partly because I need to make up ground in the standings? Maybe.
I mean, if you're right, though, like it's a different conversation on Monday about this team.
Well, yeah.
Super Bowl. I mean, like, Super Bowl,
for sure.
Super Bowl is back
on. We've been calling Detroit the best team in the league for all week.
I'm trying to manifest it.
Super Bowl back on, baby.
If Paul's right.
Well, I mean, technically they could lose if Paul could still be right. Because they could...
I think if the cover will be... It's not going to be full-on Texans are back, but we'll do the... You don't want any moral victories, but last night was kind of a moral victory.
I'll be honest,
show.
I'll take a moral victory right now for the Texans. Okay. Wow. That's how bad things are. I'm good with a moral victory Monday. I'll take it.
That's really sad.
I don't need
it. It's very sad as we're previewing the show, a possible moral victory.
All right, if I give you three options: Victory Monday, Moral Victory Monday, or They Just Got Dog Walked Monday. We know which one's not the one you want.
Yes.
The dog walk.
Yeah, you know, personally, I'd like to have the Victory Monday.
That's number one on the list. We're putting them in order.
Yeah, I know. I just want everyone to know.
On the record, he wants a victory.
I would like a victory on Sunday.
Same.
Especially on Sunday Night Football. You know what? I should post this again. How many Detroit people will roast me if I end up wrong? Detroit people have been making fun of me for a while because of my Astros dust-busting prediction over the Tigers.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got to go for it again.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to become like the heroic fool of Detroit.
So, do you want me to step away and let you have another moment?
No.
Okay.
People going to get mad about the biblical accuracy of the Lion's Den thing?
I mean, they could.
Probably.
They could. Anyway, I am merely Paul Gallant. He is Joe George. Sean Mabes behind the glass. That is our Pick 6 segment. And there you go. All right. Coming up next on this fine radio program of ours is the fun back. Plus, we actually heard from two people in the Texans organization that are being oft criticized. We will listen to them and get to garbage time too. Next, it's Gallant and George. Stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere on MyBookie.ag. You could have bet on the presidential election. You could have bet last night. risk-free bet, because every single Thursday is a risk-free bet at my bookie. If your bet hits, you win big. If it doesn't, no problem. I told you guys to hit the over for Ravens and Bengals. The over-under was, I think, 48.5. It went well over that. But you can also bet on Sunday games this weekend. I'll be honest, the vibes I'm feeling for the Lions and Texans, I don't know if those vibes extend to my wallet, if I would be putting money on that, but I can tell you this. For that game between the Florida Gators and Texas Longhorns tomorrow at 11 a.m., I am taking Texas so hard in that game by 21. The vibes are so bad for the Florida Gators. They're going to be starting a kid from Yale, okay? A Yale kid. I believe in the carting off, okay? I believe he was seriously hurt. I don't like us questioning his injury valor there. And I think that Texas is going to absolutely kill the Florida Gators tomorrow. And I want the Florida Gators to be respectable, especially since we're stuck with Billy Napier going forward. But hey, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Use that promo code bet975.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George. Good news for the Houston Texans. Nico Collins designated to return from the injured reserve, so he should be back on the field Sunday against the Lions. He was at practice today, dancing around. The bad news, no Will Anderson Jr. Spread for that game at mybookie.ag. Lions, 3.5-point road favorites at 7-1.
And Joe, the roof!
The roof?
Will be open.
It will be open!
They just announced that 24 seconds
Whoa!
Ago.
That is actually surprising.
Flyover coming. I think it's that. I think it's the flyovers for Sunday Night Football.
You'll be able to see the sparkle from their battle red uniforms from outer space. Oh. And that's why I'm wearing this battle red colored Hawaiian shirt. But I did not.
Nice.
I did not want to wear Texans gear for today's show, because while I am talking the talk, I do not believe I will be walking the walk when it comes to a Texans win over the Lions.
I do agree with you, but hopefully they will just be competitive.
I'm still calling for a win, but I don't feel like they're going to back up my bravado.
Compete. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Have fun.
The fun part is huge.
You can't have fun if you're losing by 30.
You can't.
Yeah. You could, but you shouldn't.
But C.J. Stroud wants the Texans to have more fun. Sean, in case anyone missed it, can we play C.J. Stroud talking about all the fun that they're going to have this week? It's going to be the most fun, the biggest fun, we've ever seen in 4 years. Here's C.J. Stroud.
Getting back to having fun. I would say I just got to have more fun. We're back to having fun at practice and enjoying each other's company. But ultimately, I believe it's just having fun and being joyful while doing it. It's an entertainment business, you know, and we're called, you know, to entertain, but you can also have fun while doing it. And, you know, I think that's something that, you know, as a team, we can do better, is just have more fun celebrating and you know, just being like, you have a smile on your face right now. Like, you're having fun while doing your job, so we can do the same, you know.
I really hope that this works.
You know what I need? I need a 15-yard penalty from after the first touchdown of the game for the Texans. I need them to have so much fun they get a penalty.
Assuming they score one, yes.
Oh, come
hey,
on.
Hey, that wasn't fun of you to say.
Like, I want to hear, like, funny? I need, like, you know, Randy Moss Moon.
Whoa. We saw enough ass.
Dalton Schultz with the
T.O. popcorn bucket.
We've seen plenty of NFL donk for 1 week. Derrick Henry.
Fake moon. He didn't really pull his pants down.
Well someone else pulled his pants down.
Is it physically possible to pull his pants? He's got a lot of junk in that trunk.
Joe Horn Sharpie or a cell phone. Like, oh, no, it's Chad Ocinco.
I'm here
Sharpie
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a 15-yard penalty.
Joe Mixon takes off his helmet, punts it into the stands. Does not injure his foot while doing so.
Do a headstand as your
the headstand like dance, the like incarnate word kid. Yeah, you could do that. Bobby Slowick's the Texans' offensive coordinator, and not many are thrilled with his performance of late. He was asked about more fun for the Houston Texans. Here's what he had to say.
In the NFL, you know, fun correlates to doing well. You know, I know that's pretty. This is the reality, right? We all are blessed that we're able to be in a football organization and do what we do. And we never lose sight of that. I know CJ just as much as me man of faith and Nepo Busites of where he's at and how blessed we are to be here. But, you know, when you know you're not performing across the board as good as you can, you know, that's never as fun as it could be, you know?
It's very true. When it's not as fun, and when you're not doing well, it's not as fun as it could be.
And they're blessed to be part of a football team.
I was very distracted by whoever was recording that audio's breathing. It was very heavy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Darth Vader is a reporter for the Houston Texans. You might not have known that. Bobby Slowick also was asked about the differences for the Texans offense in the first half and the second half. Here's what he had to say.
Say it all is I bet you if you look at situational football, it's going to be very much the same. It's going to be in the first half we're good at situational football. In the second half, we're not executing situational football well enough. There's no, you know, people like to think there's some secret sauce between the first half, the second half. There's all these adjustments that happen. Everybody makes adjustments. We've talked about it before. You know, you have subtle things that happen within a game. There's not one thing a defense is doing in the second half that's different than what they do in the first half. We're not doing our job as well, and, you know, and that's been an emphasis for us for 3 weeks, and we got to keep straining on that.
Doesn't that make you feel worse?
Yeah, because they're not adjusting. like clearly the other team by halftime has the answers to the test, and then you don't know how to pivot.
Halftime adjustments, as he said there, they actually are overrated. There are not that many adjustments that are made. So it really makes it even more strange that they're incapable of adjusting over a game, and these other teams are.
Yeah, it's like it's just.
This doesn't make me feel good about him.
Yeah, it feels like they just figure out the one or two things to just slightly tweak, and then that makes your offense totally incompetent in the second half.
Joe Mixon, remember when he did the Mixon cat on Thursday? Well, Bobby was asked about this, and Bobby gave an answer, and you don't even need to play this one because Bobby essentially said, yeah, well, the read was, hey, we noticed the Jets didn't send a cornerback out to follow the quarterback. And that was what they were going to take advantage of by throwing it to CJ Stroud. Except for before the play began, they knew that there was a guy, DJ Reed, going out there to mark CJ Stroud. And Slowick in this answer said that DJ Reed made a good play. No, he did literally the most obvious thing he could.
Guys.
He's like a good corner.
Yeah.
Against a quarterback. Yeah, he did like the bare minimum that you would expect.
I guess maybe they thought, too, like when Mixon took off, he was going to be hyper-aggressive and ignore the quarterback then. But even then, like, Joe has to know not to throw the ball.
It's something else.
That's a stupid play.
But you're also now putting the ball in your running back's hand and calling it a pass play, but also having him make reads. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just have him run the ball.
Terrible idea.
Exactly. Anyway.
Please don't do it again.
In that answer, Bobby said he's also only done that about 12 times or so with the Texans. And he says, like, sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't.
And he's done, like, stupid play calls 12 times? Is that what he's saying?
Maybe. I mean, think about the other thing that they had this year where Stephon Diggs was lined up under center.
Mm-hmm.
Did Stephon Diggs throw that ball? No, he ran back to the other side of the field and scored.
He was going to throw it.
Yeah,
he wanted to throw it. So
yeah, he was ready to let that thing rip.
But guess what? It wasn't open. And yeah. Anyway, the one other offensive line coach, Chris Strausser, spoke, and at the very least, he said that the Texans have the best offensive line in the NFL. What, did I get his name wrong?
No, I said we think.
We can't
prove it.
There's no video of him. For whatever reason, people recorded this audio while pointing their cameras at the ground. Here is Chris Strausser talking about C.J. Stroud and how no one's happy.
We believe we got the best guy in the NFL, and our guys love playing for that guy, and just the tremendous plays that this guy makes, really for us, is hugely important. And so, nobody's happy with the fact that we're struggling in pass protection right now. I mean, everybody wants to do better, starting with myself, but, you know, everybody across the board wants to do better. And so, just like you said, it is a prideful group, and those guys care tremendously about taking care of our quarterback.
They care tremendously about it.
That's good.
That is good. They care about it. Now they just got to.
I mean, I asked yesterday, do they like each other?
You did, because CJ Stroud's like, we got to have fun. We got to like spending time with each other again.
Mm-hmm. He makes his coach Strausser, who we've now never seen before.
Well, we don't know if he looks like.
Still have never seen him.
Could be a robot.
Honestly, kind of makes sense to be in witness protection, given how bad the offensive line's been this year. This is his job. One last comment from Chris Strausser, offensive line coach. He said, coaches have to do a better job. You think?
Yep.
I think so. I agree.
Me specifically, I'm just coaching some of the you know, both the details of what we're doing technique-wise. Probably really the starting point is the technique stuff has shown up really more than anything else. So we got to do a better job of emphasizing it during the week and, you know, making sure when we show up on game day, everybody in the unit's got complete confidence in exactly what we're doing up front. So I think we can, we're halfway through the season. We certainly have protected how we want to. We feel really good about the strides we know we can make and focus on some of the stuff that has shown up week in and week out.
But you're the coach. You're the coach. It's technique.
Week 10, baby.
Technique week in, week out. Like,
I started talking about technique.
This is killing my vibes.
In week 10?
Let's do garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Interesting development for our beloved Houston Dynamo, Joe George.
Yes, their best player.
Hector Herrera.
Hector Herrera. I just forgot his name. So he had a year left on his contract, but they also could get out of it.
Okay.
So they optioned him. He's gone.
They optioned him. Why? If he's their best player.
Because he spit at the ref's feet and got a red card in their last playoff game.
Oh.
Also some questions about overall effort and buy-in from this guy.
Wait, that's why the Dynamo season ended? Because they got a red card in a game because the guy spit at a ref?
Pretty much.
I would cut him, too.
It didn't help.
I would cut him, too.
Yeah. Definitely the right move to cut him. But, yikes.
So did he huck this loogie, or was it just... What was the volume here? What was the density of the spit? Because it could have been like yelling spit where it's a spray.
It was a spit at feet.
Oh, okay. But at the feet, not at his face.
Yeah, also kind of cowardly. Like if you're going to do it.
I think spitting at someone's foot is fine, honestly.
You know? Oh, he did as he was walking away. That's even worse.
Oh, just kind of the, I spit at you.
But if you spit at his foot, like I don't think that's bad.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, but if it's not on them, is disrespectful.
Yes, that is worse.
All right, Joe is showing it to me. Oh, wow. While he was walking away, the ref didn't even see it.
Yeah, the ref's walking away, give him a yellow card.
Did somebody else give him the other yellow card?
I think so.
Double yellow.
And then Herrera just turns and hopped to it on that.
Hopped to it?
He did not
spit
on
that thing.
On the foot.
He would not have gotten a red card.
Well, listen,
you never know.
Hawk Tua has had a tremendous effect upon 2024.
She's impacting the MLS in a big way.
She impacted the election. A lot of people wrote her in. Hawk Tua and talk Tua.
That is... I really don't understand. I mean, I guess you're just having fun. Whatever.
Why are you waiting in line and writing someone
else?
Yeah,
it's just...
Just pick a candidate.
It's the waiting in line part where you're just like...
Well, that's what I did.
What? Hawk Tua?
I wrote in Hawk Tua.
Oh, I heard you voted for Billy Napier.
No.
Ultimate vote of confidence.
No.
Or can't be the coach now.
Nope. I actually did do this. I voted in Hawk Tua. I'm an American. I'm allowed to vote for
who I want. That's how your voice was heard.
Hawk Tua. Mm-hmm. You guys are laughing. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it's not the mustache. You know.
It's not the what?
The mustache with the story. Makes it more believable.
I went into that polling place with my mustache on and I left.
They almost didn't let you vote because of that mustache.
they almost didn't.
Like, this doesn't match right.
People were saying, like, hey, Paul, why didn't you do a sample ballot? Because I knew what I was doing going in. I don't need to know who's on the ballot. It's just a Hawk Tua. Wrote it 48 times.
For every
every single one.
City councilwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Hawk Tua.
Let's go. Anyway, on that note, that wraps up this week of Galan and George. It's been fun. Big thanks to our texters, Twitchers, YouTubers, Sean Mapes, Joe George. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. plants. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.